Hello, everyone. This is Ryuta, your osteopath. On this radio program, I'll be sharing easy-to-understand information about your physical and mental health from a professional perspective. Now, today's theme is the importance of exercise. So many people say, I know I should exercise, but it's just hard to get around to it. Right? It's a phrase I often hear from patients who visit my clinic. When you hear exercise, you might imagine intense training. But actually, for the health of our bodies is something much more familiar, something deeply connected to our daily lives, and it's truly important.
Moving your body not only helps prevent various diseases, but also has the effect of building physical strength and regulating your body's condition. It also leads to improved blood circulation throughout the body and enhanced metabolism. Especially in modern times, the number of people who spend long hours sitting, for example, doing desk work, has increased, hasn't it? When you sit for extended periods, your body's circulation gets poor. Have you ever experienced your legs swelling or feeling heavy in the evening? This might be a sign that the function of your calves, which act as a pump to send blood back to the heart from your legs, is weakening. The calf is so essential for blood circulation that it's often called the second heart. When blood circulation worsens due to lack of exercise, it can lead not only to swelling, but also to stiff shoulders, lower back pain, physical fatigue, and even make you feel less refreshed mentally. While it's certainly important to adjust your body's balance through osteopathy, building a habit of moving your body yourself is extremely important for maintaining a good condition for a long time. So, what should you do? You might think it sounds difficult, but please don't worry. For example, you can start with things you can do even while sitting. Circle your ankles, raise and lower your heels under your chair, or raise and lower your toes. Just doing these can stimulate the muscles in your calves and shins and improve blood circulation. Also, try changing your awareness a little in your daily life. For instance, try walking one train station stop instead of riding, or use the stairs instead of the elevator. Even increasing these small activities can accumulate and have significant health benefits. The Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare also states that the basic principle is to move your body even a little more than you are currently. 1. What's important is to find ways you can continue without overdoing it and enjoyably, and be careful not to overdo it. Let's start little by little with what you can do.
As a body expert, I want everyone to know that your body will definitely respond. If you move your body even a little, there will surely be positive changes. Please try at least one thing you can do starting today. I sincerely support your health. I will continue to deliver information that is useful for your physical and mental health. Please look forward to the next broadcast. This was Ryuta, your osteopath.